from Tidbits on October 15th, 2007. This is the audio version of Hot Topics and Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Running in vehicle use logging on the iPhone. After replacing a Treo with an iPhone, a reader is looking for a web application that can help him keep track of vehicle usage. Mac market share rising in general. We've seen increases in Mac use on college campuses, but the trend doesn't appear to be limited to the dorm set. A reader reports on a larger number of Macs at technical conferences. Apple Expo Paris 2007 impressions. Following Joe Kissel's articles on his experiences at the most recent Apple Expo in Paris, a fellow attendee shares her impressions of the size of the show, as well as the disparity between males and females in attendance. A niggling little contextual menu problem. Are you seeing multiple instances of some applications listed by the Open With item in Finder's contextual menus? Here's a solution. Adding notes to contacts in iPod Touch. The iPod Touch lacks some basic features to it on the iPhone, despite many similarities, including the capability to edit notes in contacts. Keeping your recipes forever. Andy Affleck's articles comparing recipe programs brings up an important issue. Can the programs easily export their data to a form that will be readable in 50 years? Using iTunes from the Chaise Lounge. It's now almost possible to run iTunes without getting out of your chair, no matter where the computer is located. Slackers rejoice! Alternatives to iSight. Apple discontinued the standalone iSight camera last year. What other options are available? Retrospect speed in macOS 10.4.10. What could be causing a dramatic slowdown in Retrospect's performance in Apple's latest version of macOS 10? The answer may lie in the number of files being scanned and not the operating system version. Mac market share rising at Cornell University and everywhere. While we're seeing more Macs in more places, the prevalence of cheap PCs may prevent the Mac from becoming too popular in some fields. Use custom CSS to tweak Tidbits display. As a follow-up to Jeff Carlson's blog entry about changing the display of the Tidbits homepage, a CSS expert points out one way to ensure that changes in one's personal style sheet are applied to the correct site. Wi-Fi card for old PowerBook 667. What's a good Wi-Fi solution to an old PowerBook that didn't originally include AirPort? Using the iPhone with Pay-as-you-go from AT&T. The Pay-as-you-go plan from AT&T provides a workaround if you don't want to sign up for the iPhones exclusive to your contract, and if you do it right, you may be able to eliminate monthly charges entirely. Stop the catalog madness with catalog choice. Is your mailbox overflowing with catalogs and direct marketing mailings? Several organizations can help you reduce your junk mail and prevent so much paper from going to waste. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, and Twitter, visit us at www.tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.